On Thursday afternoon, about 150 people protested at the library in the middle of the campus at Brandeis University. They came here to show their support for a Palestinian student art exhibit that was forcibly removed by campus administrators. The Brandeis administration decided to remove the exhibit after receiving complaints from some students and parents over what they claimed was offensive material. Waris Bet is a Palestinian citizen of Israel in his sophomore year at Brandeis.
My name is Waris Bet. I'm a Palestinian citizen of Israel, and I go to Brandeis. This is my second year here. I'm doing this for those kids, for those Palestinian kids from the refugee camp of Aida, who their drawings and their emotions was banned by the university, you know? And that's a wrong thing, because when you take from a child the right, the most simple right of expressing himself, you're killing all his future and all his hopes.
No, no!
Palestinian flags being unfolded here at the main library entrance at Brandeis University. Banners sign solidarity with Palestine and repression of Palestinian children. I'm a Jew who values fairness, openness, and freedom. No censorship on campus. It'd be interesting to see how the student body at large responds to this, now marching in a circle in front of the main entrance of the library.
Koryana Gigari is a postdoctorate at Brandeis and took part in the rally. She was carrying a sign which read, "No censorship on campus."
Well, I like this one part better. It says, "Think the drawings are offensive, try occupation."
You're obviously opposed to the occupation and opposed to the censorship of the art exhibit, which is why you're out here. But you're a student here?
I'm a postdoc.
So what's the student population at large feel about this?
From the numbers that I see, I would hope that there are some people who will maybe open their eyes today about the issue of free speech and giving a chance to Palestinian voices to be heard on campus. I still feel like probably a lot of people are not yet moved to take a step towards that direction, but hopefully this is the beginning of something.
Were you surprised by the action of the administration moving the art like that, the way they did?
I was surprised to see the exhibit in the first place, but then once I saw it and unfortunately fit into the idea that I had about this campus, which is a campus where, you know, there's a lot of really good human rights studies and feminist studies, and I think people here really have a conscience about struggles, but where the Palestinian struggle is seen in a completely different light from any other struggle. And so I wasn't too surprised when then it happened that they put it down.
But the plan seems to be backfiring. They're certainly getting a lot more publicity out of the art being removed than if they had just left it there.
Definitely. That's what happens when you do a bad move like what they've done. I know that it's backfiring on them and that it's actually given us a chance to organize around the campus on this issue, which I think it's the moment, it's the right time to do.
Well, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Leora Happerbin was the curator of the exhibit. She was first asked to remove the paintings after she had been given permission to display them. She refused. Then the paintings were removed without her knowledge or consent. The administration did handle the paintings professionally and with respect, as they were well packaged. During the demonstration, Leora went into the library and began to open the packages and hand out the paintings. She read the names of the artists.
We'll be opening the paintings, and if somebody wants to carry a painting, please come here and we'll give you one. You can walk around with a painting. Right now.
Just tell them to be careful with them.
Just please be careful with the frames. They're very gentle.
Fragile.
Sajida, Alan, Muhannad, Ruwa, Ikhlas, Isa, Iman, and Nida. I'm listening to your voices. Your voices are beautiful. They're courageous. They're voices of power and resistance and abilities and capabilities. I promise I will always listen to your voices. This is the only way we can build something different in Israel and Palestine.
First of all, a Palestinian exhibit here in Brandeis, how did that come to be in the first place?
It's not a Palestinian art exhibit. It is an exhibit that is of paintings of Palestinian children. It's a symbol of the connectedness that can be made between every person. I'm an Israeli. And to have Palestinian children trust me with their dreams and their hopes and their stories and what are the images of their lives is for me such a great gift. And when they trusted me with their art, my promise was to raise their voice as much as I can within the community that I'm in right now, which is the Brandeis community.
So the Brandeis community, though, is largely a pro-Israeli campus, and so they were offended by this art and saw it threatening?
Absolutely a pro-Israeli campus. I think that we should redefine the term pro-Israeli, because I really think that to be pro something is to want it to exist peacefully and successfully. And if you are pro-Israeli, you would want Israeli children to be living in peace. And only if we start acknowledging Palestinian children and their voices, and only if we start making the connection between the pain of Palestinian children and the pain of Israeli children, will we be able to transform this into something that is peaceful.
So you brought this exhibit here to express its children's view and to show it to the Brandeis community, which was an amazing thing in the first place. But then the administration took offense, or some people took offense, so they removed it without your consent. And so here we are now, and it looks like it's bringing the children's voice to a larger audience now because of that.
I absolutely agree with you. Of course, I had no intention on creating this. For me, the one single most important thing is that people remain listening to the voices. This is why we're marching here with the paintings of the children who are a symbol of their voices. And we have to never forget that this was the point of the exhibition, and this should remain our objective. We are listening to the voices of the children. We are not afraid. We share with them their fear and anxiety about the images of their life. We will not contribute to the dehumanizing that is taking place of Palestinian children.
Annie Hoffman, a human rights activist from Cambridge, was among the many to carry paintings for all to see.
You came up from Cambridge to support the exhibit?
Absolutely support the exhibit, and that Palestinian children's drawings are something that I don't get to see in my life here in Cambridge. And so I came to see the exhibit, and as I was saying, I think if people suppress paintings like these, then something else results, and that is a demonstration for people who want to see the pictures, and MIT saying, okay, we'll show the pictures, and you know, so something else is evolving here, and I think there's a lot to learn here at Brandeis and for the larger public about what are Palestinian children drawing about. I don't think we should be scared of that.
Okay, and so do you see this as an issue of censorship, or an issue as this being a pro-Israeli campus for the most part, that they didn't like what was being said?
Well, I think if we're pro-Israeli, which I also am, that we need to be a part of the Israel that embraces the whole world, including Palestinians. Just as an American, and I'm not Jewish, I think we need to embrace both Israel and Palestine and Iraq and other parts of the world that we're fighting in. So I believe in nonviolence, frankly, and so I feel like shutting something down is an act of violence in some way, and that just saying these pictures need to be seen as an act of inclusivity.
Students gathered to observe the commotion on their campus. Some were unaware of what was going on, others knew of the controversy. An Israeli freshman offered,
I agree with the statement that this painting should not have been taken down, because any view, even if it might not be a correct view, should be allowed to show itself and have a freedom of speech is a very important thing in this country. I'm a student from Israel, and I know that such things have two sides to them. Even if this shows just one side, then it's still a legitimate exhibition. I do think that if the university officials did want to show the other side of things that happened in Israel, they just should have let this exhibit finish and then afterwards maybe put a different exhibit on of Israeli children and what happens to them. And I believe that this was not a good decision.
Administrators said they removed the art because the reaction of some students was so strong and negative it was doing more harm than good. The Arab Student Organization of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology has agreed to take the exhibit to their campus and is now on display here at MIT in Building 32. For Blah Radio, Boston Liberation Anarchist Radio, I am Chuck Yu.